And if you buy a dozen oranges at the store, the grocer put them in a
paper bag. See, we call them bags now. What some folks call them pokes, and the old Southern, I don't know what that's a Southern expression. Now, some places they don't call them bags. What do they call them, pokes or?
The sacks sometimes.
Sacks, yeah.
Do they ever call them, nobody around here uses the term poke, though.
Not much, no. Yeah. They call them paper bags.
It's further south that they use
them. Well, that's what I've heard. Some places you call them, they don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. And then if, you have 100 pounds of potatoes or something, what would you call a?
Well, that's a 100-pound sack.
All right. Now, would you ever call that any kind of a sack, a particular kind of sack?
It comes in burlap. For anything much heavy, it has to be burlap or something strong.
Did you ever call it toe sack or a croaker sack or a gunny sack?
I've heard of toe sack or gunny sack, but those burlaps more.
Not croaker sack, though.
No, burlap be, I don't know whether that's a Southern expression, but then don't use it too much.
But toe sack is used.
Toe sack, yeah, toe sack. If it's made out of toe, I don't know what the difference is. There's a difference between toe and burlap, I guess.
And then the amount of corn or meal or something that you could carry and take to the mill at one time, you could call that a...
Turn, let's see, a turn of meal, I have a turn of, let's see, that isn't whether that's right or not.
That's fine. How about the amount of wood you could carry in two arms at the same time?
We just say an armful of wood, or...
Sure. And do you ever use a term for a part load? You say you have with a wagon, you don't have the wagon completely loaded, you'd say it's a...
Half a load, or... That wouldn't be hard to say.
Oh, well, that'd be okay.
I'd do half load.
Yeah, or something. Do you ever use the term jag or chance?
Yeah, you'd say a jag. It just had a jag, it's all jag of wood, yeah. That would mean if you see a jag about it, not over half load.
Okay. And then up there in that light, if you're going to change it, you'd have to take out the... in a lamp.
Take the bulb out.
Uh-huh. And it's what kind of bulb? You call it a...
That'd be a glass bulb, or if it had a chandelier underneath it, there'd be a chandelier. Take the chandelier first, and then your glass bulb out.
Would you call it a glass bulb more likely than a light bulb?
Just call it a light bulb.
Okay. And then a woman goes out to hang clothes up when she's doing her washing in the house before they had dryers and things. They take the clothes out, carry it out in the yard to hang it up in a...
On the clothesline.
Yeah, but what do you carry the clothes out in?
Oh, that's let's see, there's an apron, what would you want?
Well, something like, you could use the same word for if you're picking apples or something. You put them in a...
Or if you pick apples in a sack, in a picking sack, or a clothes hamper, or a clothes basket.
Well, if you're measuring something, though, into, you have a... Clothes hamper would be okay. Would you probably call it a clothes hamper rather than a clothes basket?
Well, if it's a basket, you call it a basket and a hamper would be very much alike.
Okay. Yeah. And the things that go around a barrel to keep the staves in place?
Those are hoops.
And something you put on the top of a bottle?
Cork.
All right. Would it have to be made out of cork to be called that? Or?
No. Stopper.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that you blow on?
Well, that'd be a harp, French harp, or a juice harp. That's different, the French harp and the juice harp.
Juice harp's the one you twang it.
Pick with your finger.
Okay. And then something you drive nails with?
That'd be a claw hammer. Right. If it has claws on it, it'd be so you could pull nails with it or anything, it'd be a claw hammer. If it don't have the claws on it, it'd just be a hammer.